This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 68 people have been killed by Israeli airstrike in central Gaza, according to health officials Sunday. While the number of Israeli soldiers killed in combat over the weekend rose to 15. Associated Press journalists at a nearby hospital watch frantic Palestinians carry the dead, including a baby and wounded, following the strike on the Maghazi refugee camp. One bloody young girl looked stunned while her body was checked for broken bones. 68 casualties include at least 12 women and 7 children. A charter plane sequestered while carrying 303 Indians to Nicaragua was authorized Sunday to leave the French airport, where it has been grounded for 4 days for a human trafficking investigation. A lawyer for the airline said the plane would take many of the stranded passengers back to India Monday. Local authorities were working through Christmas Eve on formalities to allow some passengers to leave the small airport held since Thursday. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a Christmas message to his country, assuring them of eventual victory over Russia. In the message released on Sunday, Zelensky stands in front of Kyiv's famous monastery complex and speaks of praying for the end of the war, which began when Russia invaded its neighbor in February of 2022. He said, "Step by step, day by day, darkness is losing and darkness will finally lose. Evil will lose. For the first time, Ukraine will celebrate Christmas Day on December 25th. After Zelensky signed into law a parliamentary bill to abandon the Russian cultural and religious heritage. This is VOA News. The death toll from China's most powerful earthquake in years has risen to 149, with 2 people still missing after the tremor hit northwestern parts of the country just last week. A 6.2 magnitude quake struck a remote mountainous area in December 18th, reducing homes to rubble and triggering heavy mudslides that inundated 2 villages. State broadcaster CCTV said Monday the death toll was risen by 1 to 32, and rescuers were also still searching for 2 missing people in the neighboring Gansu. Authorities say reported 117 dead. Nearly 1,000 were injured and more than 14,000 homes were destroyed in China's deadliest earthquake in 9 years. Turkey's Air Force conducted airstrikes in northern Iraq and Syria on Saturday, destroyed 29 targets of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, after 12 soldiers were killed in the past 2 days in northern Iraq. That's according to Turkey's defense ministry. It has neutralized 30 PKK militants in northern Iraq so far. The Iranian Navy displayed its new cruise missile for the media on Sunday as the U.S. accused Iran of a drone attack on a chemical tanker in the Indian Ocean. Reconnaissance helicopters, drones, and marine cruise missiles with a range of 1,000 kilometers were among the new weapons added to the Navy's arsenal, according to the head of Iran's Navy. Although Western military analysts say Iran sometimes exaggerates its capabilities, Iran-made missiles and drones are a key element in Tehran's military hardware. Brazil's federal police say one of the country's most wanted criminals has turned himself in after negotiations with local authorities. Luiz Antonio da Silva Braga, known better as Zeno, is a top criminal leader of the largest militia group in the state of Rio de Janeiro. Federal police said Sunday that he had 12 arrest warrants issued against him. Militias emerged in the 1990s when they originally were made up mainly of former police officers, firefighters, and soldiers who wanted to combat lawlessness within their own neighborhoods. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil of VOA News.